So weird how life
works.
Yeah. I would have not thought this would be me.
Hey, Roll Tide.
I'm not perfect. I'm going to stumble over my words. I'm going to make mistakes.
I think I like people that look like they haven't bathed.
Crunchy. Yeah, but I'm a total train wreck.
Are you ready to do this?
Guarantee you'll see the beast.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Taylor.
So
hello everyone.
Hi.
You said hi to everyone. I don't want people to think that I'm just saying hi to you.
I would also like to mention that we don't have a burrito update this week because Adam and I did not eat our traditional Sunday dinner together.
I think I talked about the burritos long enough last week. If you're sitting there and you're hungry for more burrito content, maybe just re-listen to the first 5 minutes of last week.
Yeah.
You know, I had a lot to say.
You did have a lot to say.
A lot rolled up in there.
Into a burrito.
That's two puns that I've
okay.
gotten. Two burrito
All right.
puns.
All right.
Spicy burrito
Everybody
puns.
Everybody
Three.
Relax.
Boom. Cheesy ones.
Well,
Four. Bang.
Ramen happened instead of burritos for Adam this weekend. So.
Also spicy.
Also spicy.
But done correctly. Not messed up.
That is true. So, I mean, we don't have any other updates outside of that. So let's get into the mess, brother.
So. This is an unusual episode.
It is.
Right?
And you know what? I will say, I know we always get into these episodes and we're like, Jesus Christ, this is on for 2 hours. I was okay with the timeline of this, and I felt like it flowed very nicely.
I love you, but you're an idiot.
Damn it.
So, for our listeners who don't always watch the show, at this point in the season, right around the end, one episode before the end, we get a Men Tell All episode.
Yes.
It's a studio episode.
Yes.
All the guys who've been eliminated come on.
Yes.
We talk about the vast number of storylines, all the drama happened.
We see several people that we haven't seen in quite some time, people whose names I don't remember, and
right?
I say,
Who is that?
She doesn't even go here.
Mateo of the Wisconsin Mateos.
There's a Matt and a Matt Donald and a Mateo and maybe a Mateo Donaldo. I'm not 100%
sure. Yeah.
Half of the guys, you're like, wait, this season? Really?
Him?
Turns out they were on the show. But every season, this is one episode.
Yes.
And tonight, it's like three quarters of an episode because the first 30 minutes is the regular show.
Or is it the regular
show? Or
is
it? Oh, something is afoot.
Oh, yes.
It's a mystery.
Uh-huh.
Drama.
So, let's start with what is afoot, the mystery.
Yes.
We go right back to Greece. We start in Greece, which is where the last show ended, I guess.
Which, spoiler alert, sorry for calling out Anthony. He actually went to Croatia and not Greece, so sorry.
I blasphemed my twin brother in the last episode.
You really did.
I travel shamed him.
You did! How dare you?
I didn't mean to. I have a very bad memory about almost everything that isn't math.
Yeah, I know.
It's sorry.
Yeah, I know. We get it.
I was talking to one of my coworkers today, and she was like, yeah, the last Bachelor. You remember the guy? He was like nice, and he was like kind of blonde and like big. And I was like,
A blonde Bachelor?
Colton. The last Bachelor.
Oh, him!
I was like,
blonde.
What?
Nice.
What?
Ooh.
I literally could not think of the last Bachelor. I sat here and made like a dozen episodes about this guy. I talked about him for like 12 hours and then listened to myself edit that for 12 hours and couldn't remember the guy's name.
And yet, Adam will watch a story problem on YouTube that is 5 minutes long and solve it instantly. So I don't know what the math is, guys. I don't know what 1 + 1 obviously equals 2, but does it?
You don't know.
Yes.
Right? Like, I don't know.
I don't want to be the human calculator over here, but yes.
I mean, I did just talk about story problems, so obviously that was the dumb thing to say.
Anyway, like I was saying, I don't remember things.
You don't.
Turns out we were in Greece.
They reminded us,
and if they didn't, I probably would have forgotten.
Yes, and it was a very nice setting. So at the beginning of the episode, Hannah comes out in a dress that can only be described as confusion.
Is it a dress? Maybe this is the confusion part. It's a little bit mysterious. What is confusing about it, Taylor Robinson?
There's a lot happening at once. It's like the
top. Why don't you list all those items?
Okay, I will. It's like the top is a bathing suit, And then the bottom is a sarong of sorts, but the top and the bottom are connected, but then the back is out. And then also because the back is out, that means nothing on the top and the bottom are connected to the back, so it's open. And then there's beading or some sort of sparkly stuff on the top, but the top also has a turtleneck, but it doesn't have sleeves. And I know it sounds like I'm saying a lot of stuff, but this is the true description of the dress. And the dress is also navy, but it's also a print. You see what I'm saying?
I like it that you've used very sophisticated dressmaking technology, like top and bottom, so that I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to help. Did it work?
So from a sophisticated standpoint, which is the worst part? And you go, oh, the top. And I go, I know what that is.
I know what the top
I
was.
I know where that is.
I remember what the top of the dress
If you showed
was.
Me the dress, point, like point, on a mannequin.
Point on the doll where the dress is at the top.
If I were to see the dress in the wild and you were to say, Adam, point to the confusing part, I'd be like, I know where the top is. It's up.
Around right? here. Yes. So there's a lot going on. And then plus, with the dress's confusion, her hair is also confused. And as you mentioned, she looks like a who.
She looks like Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah.
Her eyebrows are at a shocking angle.
But you know what I was?
A striking angle.
But honey, as a woman, let me tell you something. Having full eyebrows is truly a struggle. And whoever is doing Hannah's eyebrows, whether or not she got them microbladed before she came on this experience, which she probably did. I mean, they're thick, they're luscious, they're all solid one color, they're very well shaped, so good for her.
I mean, maybe. I have full eyebrows.
I know, because you're a man. You also have very long eyelashes, and it pisses me off.
Thank you. I have full eyebrows.
You do?
I don't look like Cindy Lou Who.
You do not, because they're
my
not
eyebrows.
Drawn, because they're not filled in. Like, you have filled eyebrows, and then if we got, like, a pencil and filled them in, I mean, my God, you'd look like...
Why would you choose that style? It looks terrible.
I don't know. I just... Out of all the things that Hannah has worn that I've been really excited about this season, your girl can wear a suit, which I'm really thrilled about. She had on that white dress that one time when she screamed at everybody that I really loved. And then she comes out in this, and I'm like, what is happening?
So, this is going to be surprising, but the important part of this episode is not what she is wearing. It is a shocking part, but there is other drama.
Beg to differ.
So here's what happens. So we started off. It's yes. a rose ceremony.
Yes.
There are three men left.
Yes.
And then Hannah is at the front with two roses. Yes. Uh-oh. Do the math.
What are we going to do?
One guy's going to lose.
Holy shit.
Right? We're about to watch someone lose in the middle of Greece. High drama. The most drama.
What drama?
Yeah, this is really like the finale of Assassin's Creed right here happening.
Right. How would you know?
Oh my God! Can I just tell you, I have not finished this game. I am literally 36% complete on this game. There's hundreds of hours of gameplay. I'm exhausted!
Why don't you save that for your Assassin's Creed podcast?
Why don't you save your burrito drama for your burrito podcast? For your math podcast.
Your math podcast.
Right, that's it.
So we started, these three guys are here, and then all of a sudden, strolling up out of nowhere, here comes Luke, who is not one of the three guys. He is a fourth guy who is no longer in the competition, and he just walks up and adds himself at the end of the line like this is an acceptable maneuver.
Now, there's several things to say here. One.
I hope you'll say all of them.
Well, TBD. One, Luke is in the Sprinter on his way from wherever he was staying the night before to the rose ceremony, and he's talking to the camera. Whatever camera that has been granted. Handed to him by the producers. He did not just get into whatever automobile was driving around in Crete. This is all
he didn't
orchestrated.
Just open up Uber and type in rose ceremony.
Rose ceremony. Right. And I mean, especially based on the show, he probably didn't even really know where he was. So him coming back.
He never knows where he is.
Nobody knows where they are. Him coming to the rose ceremony and just kind of showing up feels fake to me. However.
You're right, but go on.
However, the things that he said. Who knows who brought it up? I'm sure he was probably having a conversation with his producer as he left the night before. Hannah's sort of fantasy suite pre-date where she basically cussed him out and said, get out of here and I never want to see you again. I'm sure he was talking to his producer, and the producer was probably egging him on and saying, you know, it just seems like she really didn't hear you, and, you know, you should go back and really win her heart. And it seems strange that the ring was also not addressed. He had a ring in his hand. The ring was not a ring that he had. They gave him that ring.
Here's
that
a ring. Go do something with the ring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, all of that is premeditated. However, the words that he said, and I wrote them, some of them down.
Oh, I did too, but why don't you start?
So, essentially he said, Hannah thought she was going to leave me. I still love her. I couldn't leave without sharing what I feel. She still has feelings for me. Even though she hasn't told me that she's in love with me, I know she loves me. What?
This.
This is horrible.
This is incredible.
This is incredible.
I hate to be the one with a minor in philosophy over here.
Oh, my God.
But I studied.
We have gone episodes without you bringing it up. And yet, I was like, maybe we're going to get to the end of the show and Adam's not going to bring it up again. But fuck me. Here you are. Thank you.
Listen, I'm a minorly educated person three times over, okay?
Who was the last Bachelor again?
I have to look it up.
Okay.
I literally went to our podcast page and scrolled through the last season and read the episode descriptions before I ran into his name.
You idiot.
How does this happen?
I don't know. But why don't you talk about your minor in psychology some more?
Philosophy.
Oh my God, it doesn't matter.
So, this is his logical flow, right?
Yeah.
I studied logic. Uh-huh. His logical flow. She has never told me she loves me.
Right.
Statement one. She's never told me she loves me.
Right.
Statement number two. But I just know that she does.
Yeah.
And somehow, statement number one leads into statement number two. You know who's never told me she loves me? Priyanka Chopra. But you know what? Following Luke's logic, I'm leaving you, Taylor Robinson. Because there is another woman out there who has never told me she loves me, which means she does.
You know, this is how...
Do we see the problem? I don't want to bring my minor level of education into play here, but I think the general public can see the fallacy in this logical flow.
Guys, this is how John Lennon was murdered. Let's just focus on that for a second. John Lennon was murdered because a man shot him because he wanted to get Jodie Foster's attention. Think about that. With the same logic that Luke is talking about,
this he is should what... go after Jodie Foster.
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait, well, like, listen, I hate to be so educated.
But
I don't think you're understanding this right.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Logical flow. Like, right. One has to lead to two, right? And two leads to three until eventually, you know, it makes sense. You end up at the only conclusion.
Murdering John Lennon.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
That's Luke it. Murdered John Lennon.
Yes.
The dude is an asshole. He's such an idiot.
He is the worst kind of person. So the guys walk in, and they walk in this order. Peter comes in with his Cuban beard. Tyler walks in.
For anyone not listening, Peter is plain white.
He's just Caucasian.
Not watching is what I meant. But yeah, he is just plain white. He thinks he's Cuban. It's kind of cute. And he's trying to grow this beard as proof of it.
Yeah. And then Tyler walks in being just the sexiest person I've ever seen.
A little bit slow. The walking and the processing, but, you know.
Listen, I love a saunter on a hot man, and he's doing it.
Is it a saunter, or is it just he realized a beat too slow that everyone else was walking forward?
I'm fine with it. And then Jed comes in wearing brown because he's a snake.
Jed wears brown a lot.
What's that about?
I don't know. Can he not afford a more vibrant color?
Maybe this is his musical aesthetic, that he's close to the earth. He wants to match the colors of his guitar. His
dirty music.
Oh, okay.
Maybe.
The colors of the wind of sorts?
I know. There's a lot of color. All the colors of Peter the wind. Not Cuban. Just one.
Well, Peter is Cuban. Do you think Jed can claim any Native American heritage?
Probably.
Okay. I love that. And Tyler's the first Black Bachelor. Here we go.
So, well, I mean, that's obviously going to be Mike, but
well,
whatever.
Okay, girl.
So Luke comes out here and just literally stands in line with these guys.
Yes!
And Hannah comes out, she sees him, and she goes, we got to talk. You're not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, you have been eliminated. And he's like, yeah, well, first off, I just need some clarity here. I need to talk to you. I need to say something to you so that I can get clarity.
Mind you, in front of all of these guys, and when Luke came and stood next to all three of the guys, it was unclear whether they registered or not that he should have been there or not. Like, because it was unclear when the three of them showed up from last week that they realized.
I don't think they know.
Yeah.
So they knew that there were four guys left and that there should only be three left.
Right.
So when they show up and there's the three of them, they go, yep, this is how it operates. This is how, like, this is going according to plan.
Yes, yes, yes. So once Luke reveals, or Luke and Hannah in their conversation in front of them.
Yeah, Luke doesn't really reveal anything. He just stands there.
He just stands there. And Hannah's like, what the fuck are you doing here? I told you to go home last night. And then all the guys sort of reel up and go, wait, what? You told him to go home because he said what to you? And Tyler was like, I'm out. Tyler is from Jupiter, Florida. He was ready to fight. And I was into it.
All the guys just turn and lock eyes with each other and they're like, wait a second. And they like briefly hold hands like, wait, he's not here. Like, this is illegitimate.
Right.
We get to just go beat him up right now.
We are going to form Voltron and go ham.
They're like, yeah, our forces are going to combine right now.
Yes.
And
Tyler was going to lead the charge. Jed was going to follow up. And then Peter, who's never been in a fight, would probably stand in the back and go, yeah, get him.
I mean, this is 30 minutes of television. Okay?
It was really great,
and
though. I'm not going to lie. I know sometimes we get into the situation where we're like, oh, I don't want to see this, and I can't believe they would show this. This was excellent television.
So, basically, we get a lot of back and forth. Luke's like, I need clarity. Hannah goes, you're not on the show anymore. And he goes, yeah, but I feel like I need to say something to you. And she goes, yeah, this isn't about you. The show is not about you and who you're into. The show is about me and who I'm into.
Yes.
And, like, I'm not a big fan of Hannah, but this needs to be said.
And it was said.
You know, and Luke, like, he does not realize that he is his protagonist and not everyone else's protagonist.
Yeah.
He thinks that everyone else assumes the show is about him, too. He just doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
She goes, you're so narcissistic. And he's like, no, actually, that's wrong. I'm not. I'm great. You just don't get it yet. And she's like, wait.
Did you hear it?
Wait a second.
Because I heard it.
Wait a minute.
And this was a great...
Everyone got it except Tyler.
Yes. Well, Tyler got it eventually.
Hey, great.
Because he was ready to fight.
Hey, great.
I mean, this was the whole through line throughout the entire episode where Luke was telling people that he wasn't a narcissist and yet was saying the most narcissistic stuff that you could ever say to a human person.
I think
you're just
misunderstanding him. And this is
I will kill you. Don't you ever speak to me like
so
that.
So if you didn't watch the show, every time Luke says something that just displays that he is an asshole, he covers it up by saying, no, you just misunderstood. And then he thinks, and it's very awkward, he just doesn't say anything, and he thinks about what he says, and then he re-says it a different way to make you not think he's an asshole. But, like, the strategy at this point, everyone knows what he's doing.
It is manipulative. It is crazy. It is insane. I wonder how he is in his waking life. Because, I mean...
Terrible.
But the thing is if this is how he communicates with people, then he must not be challenged by anybody ever. Because this wouldn't work on anybody. Because if he's doing this on television, imagine what he's doing when he's not being filmed.
He's importing and exporting.
I mean, right, excuse me.
Big time importer exporter.
No, he's managing the importing and exporting.
Yeah, no one believes that.
Well.
So anyway, this happens. We don't actually know who gets eliminated. Still, nobody gets eliminated but Luke.
Which I was super surprised that was not the case. So,
we're going to start next week still with three guys and then, I guess, just have two episodes.
Right. The one thing I want to call out before we get into everybody being on the couch. So, after this whole moment happens, Tyler's chest has been all puffed out and I can see his nipples and it's so good. And then...
Do you need a moment? Are you okay?
Of course not. And then Peter is over here sort of being himself.
Cuban.
I don't know. Yeah. Being Cuban. I don't know. And then Jed said one thing that, again, there's these small nuggets that continue to happen over the course of the show where he is peppering in his truth. He was giving this sort of speech in the moment interviews, and he said, I just want her to pick one of these men that's good for her.
Cut for time. God, I hope it's not me.
Right! He did not say himself, which is so weird that he would get in this kind of interview and not speak specifically about himself or his relationship with Hannah, where he instead said, I want her to just pick a man who's good for her.
It's hard to
not me.
It's hard to be on the show when you don't want to win.
Yeah.
It is even harder.
You can hear it.
It is even harder to realize you're going to win when there's like three guys left and to have no way to abort the process.
Yikes.
It's terrible.
And especially when you've tried to use your words, abort the process several times. And nobody wants
he
to hear it.
He keeps trying to lose, and she's just sunk. She's so into it.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I feel awful. So, like Adam said, we get to the end of the episode, and there has still been no elimination.
Nothing really happened.
Right. We will get to our bold prediction about what's going to happen next week later in the show.
Minorly bold. I think it's relatively obvious. Mm. Anyway, so now we go into the actual studio portion of the show.
We do.
Not a lot happened. The entire thing was one big pile on Luke. So
I loved it.
To recap, the whole season, nothing has happened except this guy Luke has been an asshole and she keeps picking him.
And it's very clear that nothing has happened because the only thing they have to talk about is Luke. And then even when they brought on John Paul Jones, I was like, really? This is the most important thing outside of Mike's elimination, quote unquote, bachelor package being created and Luke being on the show, that the third option that you have for highlights from the guys is a moment with John Paul Jones?
Yeah. So Luke comes in and he sits down and he's like, listen, you all misunderstood me. Just let me explain. She was into me. I was fighting for her. You're like, dude, first of all, these are things that a stalker might say.
Yes, these are things that a serial killer might say.
She has never told me she loves me, but I was fighting for her. And I was in love with her enough that was going to make the relationship work. No.
No. There is very clearly a problem that he has with the roles and responsibilities of relationships. Now, sure, on some level, I can understand that he might be more of a traditionalist when it comes to relationships. Fine. However,
but his male-to-male asexual relationships are also broken.
Exactly.
He doesn't understand how people operate because he thinks he's so much better than everybody else.
Yes. And then he sat there in a room full of women and said, a man's job is to lead and guide a woman. Dude!
Yeah.
What are you doing? And then when people react to it, he says, no, I'm being misunderstood. Then what are you saying? If everything that you are talking about cannot be reacted to, and once it is reacted to, you then change your story, then I can't trust anything you say.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's terrible.
He's terrible.
So Chris Harrison's like, listen, Hannah says you're a narcissist. Is she right? And he goes, no. And Chris Harrison's like, great.
Do you have...
What would you have changed?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know what? Nothing. And
okay.
You're like,
well...
And then, of course, he's like, listen, I just, like, I need to explain. And you're like, dude, why do you keep talking?
Mm-mm.
Everything you say makes this worse.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you say means you have to pause even longer to figure out how to re-say it later.
Right.
To, like, dig yourselves out of the levels that you have put in.
Right. And then when people ask you for follow-ups... You then say you were misunderstood, and yet you took so much time to painstakingly figure out every single word of your next phrase.
Yeah, I genuinely think that Luke thinks he's the victim here. He's like, listen.
Oh, he does. I mean,
he goes,
there is no think about it. I am the victim, period.
Goes, all the guys hated me.
Yes.
Hannah was always questioning me. And I'm
yes.
like, dude, you get into everything. You get into human relationships exactly what you put in.
Mm-hmm.
When you hate all the guys will all hate you. When you are questioning the woman all the woman will question you back. This is true. How many times have I said this this
Big
season?
Facts.
This is true about everything in every part of your life.
Big facts.
You get out of it exactly what you put into it.
Big facts. That's it. That's it. Truly.
That's it. And he's just spinning and pivoting and pausing and like, the whole thing. It's 30 more minutes of him on the couch, and you're like, dude, why did you agree to this?
Right. And the thing that continues to blow my mind is that he's going on Bachelor in Paradise.
I think, so, a handful of things. I think the show, they made a mistake picking Hannah Brown. She's not a very, like, good person on camera in terms of expressing her opinions and emotions.
However, they, in the off season, they coached the hell out of her.
Because
when the show was getting ready to start and she was doing all that promo, when we mentioned that we could not find any clips of her speaking in a sentence that was linear, the time between then and now, they must have media trained her out the wazoo.
I mean,
because she was fully prepared for this interview.
I think she was prepared for this interview, yes. Mm-hmm. And they knew what the story was going to be, and yeah, they prepped her for the one story, and like they in a desperation move or whatever, in an effort to make Hannah a lot more palatable, which totally works.
Yes.
They go, this guy is a monster, which is true.
Yes.
ABC, like, they make this into a Disney character, a Disney movie, with one character who's 100% villain, and then another character who opposes, who is 100% pure. And there's...
Speaking of that, guys, we saw The Lion King over the weekend.
It's a little bit weird.
It's weird.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad because we've seen the movie already, and I love that movie.
It's weird with real animals, yeah, instead of really with real animated animals.
I don't know. You could have said real animals and I would have felt that.
It's weird.
It's weird. And
see it for yourself.
I mean, the dialogue is literally the same. And shot for shot, it's also the same. So it's weird.
Somebody got a writing credit for this movie.
Right? Can you believe it?
Yeah, what? You just watched the original and wrote down all the lines, and you're like, yeah.
Or you
Yeah, saw, I wrote a, I wrote a movie. It's, yeah, The Lion King.
You saw the original, you wrote it down, you said, I'm going to put a comma right here.
I'm going to put brackets. Timon ad-libs. Close bracket. And then...
Screenwriting credit.
If you can't tell, that's me washing my hands of it.
That's it.
Like, cool, I'm done.
It's amazing.
I forget where we were. The show needed to make Luke bad to make her look good.
Disney
villain. And it did work. She is the victim.
It definitely worked.
She is the victim of Luke. She also kept him around and enabled him.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not good enough to make the season. They needed to have him be the villain, and they had to make the whole season about him, and it kind of made it a bad season.
Yeah. So I would be curious that based on how well she did here, because there was a villain sort of for everybody to pile onto. Once we get to the finale, because I feel like she's going to pick Jed. And if she picks Jed, how that narrative will come through. Because now that there's three guys left, you know, Tyler, who we know she's not going to pick. Then we get Cube and Peter, and then we've got Jed. And if she picks Jed, he's now the new villain, because we can't not address all this stuff that's come out.
Well, maybe that's why it's two nights.
Right. So I would be curious to see how she is prepped for that, especially if she's the one that ended up picking, if she ended up picking him.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll have to see what happens. Come back next week for the exciting two-part, never-before-been-seen-on-TV finale.
Yeah, we get it.
I say finale. Chris Harrison always says finale.
I mean, anyway, he has been on television, and his girlfriend is 31 years old, so maybe she, you know, speaks that weird TV French.
Anyway.
TV
so,
French, like premiere, not premiere.
So Luke is on the couch for 30 minutes, having this conversation with Chris Harrison that is just like a case study in, like, psychopathy or something.
Yes. It's literally an episode of Mindhunter playing out in front of us.
And then all the guys come out.
Great.
And they yell at him for another 20 minutes.
Yeah.
There are two surprising things that happen here.
One.
Number one.
Yeah.
Does anybody wear a tie anymore?
Honey, let me tell you something. Nobody wears ties anymore. And I, frankly, am surprised that nobody was wearing a t-shirt and a, you know, suit. Because that's also the look now, too.
Hey, I have a saying about this. If you're going to do it, do it. If you're going to dress up to be on TV, dress up to be on TV.
Well, you know who had on a
suit. None of this halfway garbage.
You know who had on a suit and had on all three pieces.
Mike.
Big Mike, baby.
So that's number one. Mm-hmm. Point number two, where's the Box King?
Where is the Box King?
I thought for sure we were going to get to see the Box King.
I thought he was going to be on Paradise. I would rather see the Box King than Jonathan, Mateo, any of those guys in the back row.
So basically nobody talked. Really only about three guys actually said anything.
Well, the only three people that we care about spoke. Big Mike talked. Garrett talked. Connor actually talked a lot. He talked more on the Mentel All than he did this entire season.
Yeah, with a little cameo appearance from Devin, who I love.
Did you just call him Gavin?
Maybe. Mm. Listen, it's been a long night. No. That was basically it for the guys and Luke, right? Pretty Nothing much. Else really happened. Just we got to decide that we were going to yell at him, mm-hmm. and then we got to see other people yell at him.
It felt really good.
Just abuse.
It was really good. I mean, especially after watching Colton's Women Tell All, where everybody was just screaming at each other, this felt pretty good to
this
me.
This was just like comeuppance. Yeah. It was like Schadenfreude, you know.
It was a public stoning, really.
We needed this.
I needed this.
Everyone needed this.
I've had a hard couple months, okay? This was nice for me. This is like a milkshake.
Right. Mm. So, Luke takes a beating on the couch, and that's really the majority of the episode. He takes a beating on the 30-minute actual episode, mm-hmm. then he takes a beating for the first 50 minutes of the next hour and a half.
And he keeps coming back. Like, I want to...
Narcissists love the spotlight.
Yeah, I was thinking that to myself. I said, he has been beat up more over the course of this show than anybody I've seen. And he keeps coming back. Why?
Because he thinks everyone is falling for it. He thinks that if he gets on TV and he spins and he spouts his lies or whatever, he thinks it's going to do enough to win everyone over. Right. Because he thinks he is just that magical.
Right.
No one's that magical.
So, of the people that we speak to on the couch that are not Luke, we talk to John Paul Jones.
We start with John Paul Jones.
What?
He was like a small appetizer for Mike, I guess. John Paul Jones didn't really do a lot this season. He was fun when he was around.
Sure.
He's like super muscular and he's got long hair and he's like 17 or whatever.
He's so pale. He looks like, the poor man's Eric Von Detten.
He looks a lot like the poor man's Eric Von Detten. A little bit buffer.
And yet you remember Eric Von Detten and couldn't remember Colt?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
Brink changed everyone.
Brink changed a lot.
Right?
It did.
So, John Paul Jones comes out. We just, like, laugh and giggle at how ridiculous he is. And we get some, like, blatant Bachelor in Paradise propaganda where they're like, hey, this guy's fun, right? Check him out on Bachelor in Paradise. And then they bring out chicken nuggets because I don't remember this, but apparently John Paul Jones wanted chicken nuggets or something.
I don't know. I mean, I'm surprised that they even... you know what? Fine.
It was a palate cleanser. It was a...
I think there was a cross-promotional, like, McDonald's thing that The Bachelor was doing this season.
They gotta stop. I mean, first of all, McNuggets are good.
Sure.
Like...
I don't want to talk about how they're made, but yes, they're delicious.
Oh, I don't care about that.
Yes, you do.
I want them in my mouth, not on my television.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I prefer the Wendy's Nugs.
This was a palate cleanser. This was the only thing they had to do was get Mike on the couch, and they couldn't do it right after Luke because the air was pregnant with disappointment.
It was. And Mike has been very vocal about how much he hates Luke, and I mean,
he's good about it.
And he's
so
great
we,
about it.
So he needed a one-act break with John Paul Jones to come out and be goofy, like, hey, what's up? I'm John Paul Jones. I can barely drive. Can't even vote yet. That's John Paul Jones.
Definitely.
So he's done. Anything else about John Paul Jones?
Absolutely not.
Great.
I didn't even write anything out.
Anyway, I think I saw Princess Christina in the crowd, and I'm pretty sure she's going to be on Bachelor in Paradise.
Ooh.
And I'm very excited about that.
If you are new to the program, Princess Christina was on...
We just went over how I don't remember any of the seasons before.
It was definitely not Ari's season. It was the season before that.
I don't know.
Nick Viles. It was... Nick Viles.
I'm just making
things. Because if it was Ben Higgy would have picked her because, you know, he loves a victim.
She was beautiful.
So Princess Christina was the Russian orphan who had to eat lipstick.
But was actually a princess.
But was actually Anastasia. We loved her. She's gorgeous. She's wonderful. She's a dental hygienist. And now she's an Instagram influencer. And she's super crazy hot. She had a fling with Dean last season on VIP. And maybe she might be back this season too.
She is on the list. And I will leave it up to our listeners to define what the list is.
It's basically Leslie Murphy, then Priyanka Chopra, then Christina.
Leslie Murphy, stunned. Anyway, so Mike's turn on the cast.
Let's talk about Mike.
Mike is obviously going to be the next Bachelor. He's the only choice.
Dear Lord, let us pray that Mike will be our first Black Bachelor.
So there's no way around it. It is a 100% guarantee.
It's impossible. If we get to the end of the show and Hannah picks whoever she picks and they don't pick Mike, it makes no sense. This was the perfect package. Everything was there. The suit was right. His face had he cleared up all of his acne. He got a fresh haircut. He was talking about the women in his life, his sister, his mom, and his grandma. His package in terms of the video and what they showed was perfect.
Real grown-up stuff.
He was talking to Chris Harrison about what kind of relationship he wanted to be in.
Chris is calling him Big Mike.
Let's start there. We got nicknames. Like, it makes no sense. This is it.
He gets a little bit of the sob story out there. He's like, yeah, she was like, you know what, Mike? You deserve to be loved by somebody. And like, you know what? Start spreading the Mike propaganda.
Start spreading the news.
Listen.
I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. Max,
Mike's Bachelor season. We only put two guys on the couch. And one of them was a joke tease for Bachelor in Paradise.
Yes.
And the other one was the Bachelor test. They're literally not even testing anybody else.
They're not testing anybody else.
And so I mean, unless they do a Nick Viall and promote from BIP, which...
That's true.
And which is a negligible but non-zero percentage chance.
Right. And this seems like a weird thing because in the previews, it looked like Mike was on Bachelor in Paradise. So I'm nervous.
Oh, I didn't even know.
I'm a little nervy because that doesn't always work out well. But again, Colton was on Bachelor in Paradise and here we are.
You know,
Nick was on Bachelor in Paradise and here we are.
There is a better reality than being the Bachelor, and it's being on Bachelor in Paradise and getting to go home with Princess Christina.
Yeah. Or
that's better.
Being on VIP, getting to make out and possibly fornicate with Princess Christina and being the
No, you still want to end up with Princess Christina.
I mean, I know that.
I want that for me.
But I also want that for you.
It doesn't seem like you want it for me.
No, I want it for you. Truly.
It doesn't feel like legally you want that for me.
What can I do to legally make you feel like I want that for you?
I don't know.
Okay.
TBD.
TBD. Let's talk about it offline.
So that's it. Mike's great. He's good on camera.
It was exceptional.
He says real life grown up stuff, which the show has had a very serious lack of
for a few seasons.
And probably since Nick Viall's season.
Yeah,
honestly.
And the great stuff about Mike is that it feels very natural and it feels fun and it's a little loose. And I mean, he's very cool and it's just, oh, this could be really something. I'm so excited.
So that's it. That was our preview. It's the 100% chance.
It's the Mike show.
Then Hannah comes back out, and guess who we talk about? Luke.
What?
It's exhausting. At this point, like, she's pretty good on the couch. You can't say she was too bad. Mm-hmm. She wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
She still does her Hannah thing, where she talks in fragments and just throws in conjunctions and starts going new ways.
Roll tag.
Before she ends a sentence. But why does this happen? Like, let's just be over this.
We're making a television show. And they filmed this Men Tell All pretty much all day. They gotta come up with something.
So this is a 2-hour episode of TV.
Mm-hmm.
At the 1 hour and 43 minute mark, Hannah's on the couch with Chris Harrison and she's like, let's just stop talking about this. Luke just got up and left.
Now,
and they're like, okay, good. Let's just end. Let's stop talking about him.
Now the hot gossip
is, you just gave him 90% of the show.
The hot gossip is that they gave all of the guys options to get up and go to the restroom during a certain period of time. Luke got up to go to the restroom and he did not return. So it's not all, I got up and walked off set. I was upset, whatever. Remember, people, this is a television show.
This is a podcast about a television show. You know, anyway, it's like TV, but, you know, more nudity.
Oh, thank God.
You can't tell.
You can't tell. It's all smoke and mirrors.
My dad listens to this.
Sorry,
oh,
Dad.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Dad.
Anyway, so that Hannah's, that's it.
That's pretty much it. I think the next thing that we talk about is we don't need to really do power rankings because we know Tyler's going to go home next week. Let's talk bold predictions. What's she going to do? Who's she going to pick? How's the finale going to go? We've got two nights next week.
So it's very short. We're going to lose Tyler right up front. And then it's going to be...
devastating.
Then it's going to be... So Monday night is going to be... The lead up to both of the guys proposing.
Sure.
And she's going to pick Jed.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the second night is going to be the fallout when somebody's like, hey, the guy you picked, he already has a girlfriend and he was just doing this for the fame.
Yeah.
And then she has to dump him on TV.
Right.
And it's going to be very heartbreaking and everything. And it kind of sucks for her, but also... you gotta feel like she should have been doing some research.
You gotta read the room. Like, I read the room. I saw it, girl. I synced it.
When you're, like, pro tip, if you're single, like, if you're a guy or a girl, single, dating another single guy or a girl, you have to ask them questions about themselves. Otherwise, you're never going to find some stuff out.
That's true.
She didn't do this.
That we know of.
If she did, it would have been on tape.
That's true.
We would have seen it.
That's true. That's true.
She didn't have any conversation with any guy outside of, hey, I'm having a really good time, and then they make out. Literally, not even surface-level conversation.
Now, the only question that I will say that she did ask
I've had better
Jed,
conversations with baristas giving me my coffee than she has had with the guys who are about to propose to her.
Reasonable. The only thing that she did ask Jed was sort of, why did you come on this show? And he was upfront about saying that he came on here for the wrong reasons. Now, did she hear him?
And she goes, okay.
No, she did not hear him. She did not hear him when he said that.
Listen, investigate.
Listen.
It's your show.
You know, active listening is important.
Well, just, like, be curious. It's a good sign of intelligence that people are curious, mm-hmm. you know? I feel
bad for her.
I feel like, yeah, I mean, it's not her fault that she's not a grown-up enough to know to do this stuff. It's not her fault.
Yeah, it's going to be really
ugly. It is ABC's fault that they picked a child to be the Bachelorette.
Which is why, when they pick Mike... 31-year-old genius. Who
it's gonna
probably
be a better decision.
32 years old by the time they start shooting the show. I mean, come on, a former Army veteran. Huh.
Pro dating advice: ask people questions.
Excuse me, not Army, Air Force.
Right.
It's all good.
Armed forces.
It's all good. All of it is good. I feel really bad for her. Next week is going to be rough. Now, the question becomes: if based on the first episode essentially is going to be. The everything that leads up pretty much right before the proposal. And I think the proposal will obviously be on Tuesday night. And then the after the final rose will be interspliced. Now, if both of the episodes are 2 hours long, do you think that Peter will come out of the woodwork? Because if she's going to break up with Jed on the finale, Peter could reasonably say, I'm still in love with you. Let's get back together.
That, I guess that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
I think no.
You think Peter is over it? You think Peter's grown his Cuban beard and he's like, see ya.
I think Peter might give it a chance. And then she might just be like, listen, I'm not really in the kind of mood to be making this decision right now. That's kind of a lot, right?
Yeah.
You're in the driver's seat and she's going to objectively pick wrong.
Yeah.
And... if you're her, that sucks. Because number one, you can't help how you know people.
Yeah.
And it's her fault she didn't dive into this stuff. But number two, you can't help who you're into, you know?
But she's also in, I mean, at least it seems to me, she's also into Peter. But I guess not enough to be married to him.
She's into Peter being like a cool guy who can get a free Biscoff whenever she wants.
Cool. You're using the word cool very loosely.
All the Biscoff you can eat.
Uh-huh.
What's the problem?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay. Anyway. So I think those are our bold predictions for next week.
We're going to have two episodes.
We're going to have two episodes next
week. Tuesday morning and Wednesday.
Can you handle it?
I don't think it's about them. I think it's about can we handle it?
Can Adam handle it?
I said we. I was being you and me.
Can Adam, handle it. Adam, how's your leg?
Leg is improving very nicely.
Mm-hmm. What did your physical therapist say?
Good reports. I'm ahead of schedule.
I love it.
I gotta go do the leg press. Gotta show off the leg guns at the gym.
Hitting these weights, Big Daddy.
That is weird.
Okay. So Big Daddy is only gonna be reserved for Tyler. Got it.
Listen. Yeah.
yes.
Hey, we're gonna see you guys twice next week. So, you know, gird your loins.
And we'll see you for the finale of 25 to Life.
Stop with my mind. None of you know anything about me.
I want fun, and I want adventures.
Because all we do is talk about stupid
jabroni.
The Roll Tide, yeah?
It was real, and it was raw.
I'm a normal human being, like, trying to be a bachelorette.